Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's talk both teams, both games. With the Diddy. Ray Dittinger joins us every single Monday at this time. Usually it's just an Eagles breakdown. In this case, a Phillies breakdown as well. Ray Diddy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I mean, licking some wounds, but
yeah.
Got another game in a couple hours. Good thing I don't have to play in it. Those guys got to go play in it. They better freaking bounce back. All right, Ray, let's start Eagles, and then we'll go Phils.
Okay.
So I believe that Nick Sirianni was influenced by A.J. Brown's tweet and complaining and probably private conversations that they had and that whole thing, and deviated from his typical game script, and I think it cost the Eagles a game. I'm not saying it's just that simple because there was a lot of other stuff that went wrong, but I thought a great coach made a really bad decision to deviate for the wrong reason. Do you agree with me?
In other words, the coach is bending to the players
here. Yes.
Well, was there influence? Yeah, probably. I think that all that talk that went on last week and the feeling that there was something brewing within the team with unhappiness on the part of, you know, being expressed, being articulated by A.J. Brown, but maybe even being going a little wider than that. Did the coach kind of adapt his game plan accordingly? Maybe. I mean, if you certainly look at the fact that the way they called plays early in the game and throughout the game. I mean, Barkley has one carry in the second half. Yep. I mean, it sort of suggests that. I mean, none of us know necessarily, but was I thinking that? Yeah, I was thinking that. But still, I mean, you got a 17-3 lead in the fourth quarter. That's a 17-3 lead, even against a good Denver team. When you're playing at home, you shouldn't lose that game. And that's what this one comes down to. And when it's a very frustrating game that just sticks in your craw. And it's going to with the fans in the city for a while. And it should. I mean, you shouldn't lose a game like that. But if you look at if you try to look at the bigger picture, which is what I try to do, it's all the stuff that they've been doing all year, you know, and it just all, and you kept winning those other games, and there was always this sense that, oh, you know, I've heard that, you know, they always find a way to win, you know, they always find a way to win. Team refuses to lose, and then when you try to point out all the stuff that's not great right now, then people throw it back in your face that you're not giving them credit for being 4-0. Well, you know, the fact is both things were true, and then yesterday they did them all over again, and this time you did lose. And now people are having to confront some of the problems that are here and saying, well, oh, man, where do we go from here? It was a very frustrating loss for obvious reasons. But a lot of the stuff that cost you that game yesterday was stuff you had been doing for the previous 4 weeks. Those other 4 weeks, you got away with it. Yesterday, you didn't. And, you know, now you got to pick it up and move forward. But, I mean, are there some issues with this team? You bet there are. And now I think people are going to maybe step back and get serious about the confronting what's there, and trying to make them better before it winds up really costing you.
Ray, They ran it 29 times. What did they do that allowed that? That's unheard of. And then I spy Jalen Carter in the middle there. Jordan Davis also. I know those guys have a lot of responsibility. But, 29 times, when they're running it 29 times, they're having success on the ground. And they have to be pointed at. What did you see from that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's another one of the things, John, that I was saying that, when you're 4-0 and you start pointing things out, people say you're just nitpicking. You're looking for things to complain about. But the fact is the run defense has not been good. It just hasn't. Teams are averaging almost 5 yards a carry against this team. And teams that were running the ball and wanted to run the ball were able to run the ball successfully against this team. And I really thought that it could really hurt this team coming into this game because, with Dobbins and Harvey, they got two good backs, and their offensive line is very good. The center is kind of just average, but the other guys on the offensive line are good players. And it just struck me that, Sean Payton is a really good offensive game planner and a really good play caller. And coming into this game, he was going to come in this game with the idea of two things. I'm going to run the ball because I think I can run the ball successfully against this team, and it's going to make it easier for my quarterback to set up the play action.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those things were true. But it isn't like this just came out of nowhere. If you watched the first four games, I was concerned about the run defense because it seemed to me that when teams wanted to run the ball, they were able to run the ball. And then, you won those four games, but it helped contribute to you losing this one.
Does it feel like it's oversimplifying it? We're talking a lot today about how the coaches had bad games. Nick Sirianni had a bad game. The play caller, Kevin Betullo, had a bad game. Is this a trend that we're seeing, Ray? It felt like, I know the Broncos came out at the half with the simulated pressure plan. The first half they were playing defensively. The first half the Broncos are playing a lot of man, and we're going downfield and having success against man coverage. Then the second half, change of plans. Nice coaching job. The simulated pressures that have given us problems. Zone coverage with everyone up at the line of scrimmage and then half of them drop out. That really messes with our protection and with Jalen's comfortability. And we still don't seem to have an answer.
Yeah. Well, it was really obvious that when I was taking notes watching it back last night, the one word I wrote down was pocket awareness. Normally that's an area where Hurts is very good. Normally he feels what's happening around him really well. He normally sees that kind of stuff that you were talking about better than most. Not true yesterday. He runs the ball twice for 3 yards, sacked six times. How many balls did they knock down at the line of scrimmage? And a lot of it was just that he just looked confused. He just looked like he couldn't figure out where the pressure was and where it was coming from. And that's not common for him. But at a certain point, you do have to give some credit. You give some credit to the other team because Denver is a really good, really good defensive team. They led the league in sacks last year. They're on the way to leading the league in sacks this year. They're really good. The guys they have on the edge, Cooper and Mateto, they're good. And they have the two of them might have the best takeoff of any edge players in the league. They are quick coming off the edges. And I knew that would pose a problem for the Eagles. But I was a little bit surprised that it seemed to flummox Hurts as much as it did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But, you know, this comes back to what I think is, it's now becoming obvious. We kind of talked around it a little bit up till now, but now it's coming really, the offensive line is really gonna, is really a problem, I mean, right now. And and you're coming into this season, and that's like the one thing you don't even question. You know, you come into this season, and you're just kind of saying, hey, you know, we got the best offensive line in football. And that's been true. And that's been true for a couple of years now. You just kind of, well, we got this area we need to work on. We'd like to get better in this area. But the one thing we got, man, we're good at the line of scrimmage, man. We win in the trenches. We win on the offensive line. And that has been true. Not true now. And they've gotten away with it for a couple of weeks, but it caught up with them yesterday. And I thought there was a chance that this could be the week because of that, because Denver is really good in that area. And if there was some weakness in the Eagles' offensive line, that this was the kind of team that could expose it, and they did.
Yeah.
So now, you know, and looks, a lot of it has to do with injury. I mean, it seems to me that this offensive line is just beat up. I mean, obviously Dickerson leaves the game yesterday. You've had Lane Johnson's been in and out of the lineup. You know, Juergens looks to me like he's trying to play through something. Mailata, give him credit. I mean, Mailata has been a pillar of strength up there at remaining through. So, but the rest of the offensive line is not. And you know, for the people who have said, you know, I don't know, it looks like Saquon Barkley's lost it. Looks like he's lost a step. Well, no. I mean, the offensive line is the problem with him.
Right.
And I think when you saw the wheel route, and you saw the way he ran away with that, you said, well, no, I don't think he's lost a step. I mean, that looks like Saquon Barkley. So the fact that he's averaging, you know, 3.5 yards a carry now, it ain't on him. It's on the offensive line. It's on the guys that are calling the plays.
The Becton thing's, I think, a factor also. I mean, he was one of five or six really good players. They, you know, were very good players, I'll say, that they lost.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely.
Hurt. So, Ray, let's get to the Phils. Some time here with the Diddy, as we do every Monday. Normally all Eagles, but Ray, let's do Phils. Do you blame Rob Thomson for the game one loss? Do you think he had managerial mistakes that cost him the game?
No. Well, I thought the decision to come back with Robertson was a mistake. I thought at the time. I mean, it's an easy second guess now, but I mean, I thought at the time, sure. But I mean, to say that, well, you know, that he lost the game. No, I mean, your top three hitters are 1-for-13. I mean, that's where he lost the game. I mean, everybody would like to pin things on the manager or the coach. That's a kind of an easy way to go anytime you have a disappointing loss. But I don't think he lost them the game. No, I mean, I didn't agree with the decision. Did it contribute to losing him? Yeah. But if you ask me, when I look back on that game, what stands out about, you know, how did we lose this game? Well, the guys at the top of your order didn't produce for you.
Yeah.
And if they don't produce for you tonight, you'll lose again. I mean, you need those guys on base. You need those guys producing runs, and they just didn't do it the other night. I think the one thing that, you know, associate certain things are kind of as a given. And a couple of years ago, when the Phillies were really on a roll, and we really got into this whole Red October thing, was the feeling, and it was said by a lot of people around the country. I mean, out of town media, like the national TV people, it was every time the Phillies have a home game in the postseason, man, you forget about trying to go in there and win. You know, that's the greatest home field advantage in baseball, and we as Philadelphians wore that with pride.
Yep,
you know. Well, it ain't true now. I mean, you've lost four of the last five postseason games at the bank. And jeez. Is that the fans' fault? No, because they're showing up in numbers and they're making the same amount of noise. But if the big guns at the top of the order aren't producing, then none of that matters.
Ray, do you agree with this theory that I have that Harrison Bader provides not just a spark, but a I don't know, like a forgiveness almost, where we've run into problems in the postseason in the past is where guys get too tight They get too, you know, oh, I got to do it. I got to get a hit now. Harrison Bader comes in with the swagger that gives, I don't know, guys a little bit more, I don't know, positivity about the whole thing. And him going out with the groin strain really had an impact on the mindset in that first game. Am I imagining this, or is there something to it, Ray?
No, I think there might be something to it. I mean, he has had a bigger role in this team than I imagined when they brought him in.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I knew who he was, and I knew he was a good player, and I thought he would be a nice piece to add coming down the stretch. But he's had more impact than I thought he would, and having him hurt and having his physical condition at this point in question is definitely a negative. But you know, it comes down to the guys who have carried you in the past. I mean, it comes down to Harper. It comes down to Schwarber. I mean, it comes to, you got Turner's the only guy in the National League to hit over 300. Okay, you need him to do what he's doing. You had Schwarber, 50-plus home run guys. You need him to be that guy. And Harper has carried you in the other postseasons. I mean, those three guys all have a track record, and they are all integral to your team having success in the postseason. And we saw the struggles that they had last year when they went down to the Mets, and what you saw the other night was very eerily similar to that. And unless they can turn it around tonight, and it ain't going to be easy, it ain't going to be easy with Snell pitching, but they're going to have to find a way to do it, or you know they're going to be 0-2.
Yeah, Ray, the only thing I'll say that I think I disagree a little bit with you on your Phil's analysis is I give those hitters a lot more leeway when going up against Ohtani than those Mets four starters last year. I mean, I was at the game, and I'm telling you from what I saw, I mean, Ohtani was just freaking nasty. And I think there's very few hitters in the world that would have hit that much. So, now, listen, Snell is also outstanding. And to your point, it's a tough standard in October. But I'm just telling you, I thought he was uniquely impressive the other day. So
it was really good. I mean, he was really good. But, I mean, that's who he is.
Well, and the job is to beat him. And I understand your point. Your basic point is, I don't care how good the other guy is, the job is to go out there and find a way. And they did not the other day. And you would be correct about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're a championship team and you get playing in October, you're going to see good pitching. And guess what? Your bats have to be that good. And
look,
they weren't the other night.
Ray,
and they have to find a way to be that tonight.
To that point, and we know there's some times in Philly's history when it's gotten really scary in October, and one of them was Game 5 versus the Astros in 80. You're going up against Nolan Ryan. And you know what? They beat him. So
yeah,
you know,
that's a good one. And I was in the Astrodome that night, and I was sitting in the press box, and I'm looking at, and they're rolling out all these stats of Nolan Ryan's record in games when he takes a lead into the eighth, ninth. I mean, it's like ridiculous. It was like 118-2 or something. And the Phillies came back and beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do. That's what defines teams that win championships. The other teams that don't win them, that's why you don't remember.
You're right. Dead on. Ray, good stuff as always. Great stuff. Love having you on. We'll figure out the schedule later this week. My guess is we have you on Friday with the Thursday night Eagles game. We'll figure that out as we move forward. Thank you, Ray.
No problem, Joe. But the one thing, you know, I normally, and I've talked to you about this forever. I hate Thursday night football.
Yeah.
To me, it's one of my least favorite things in the world. But I'm glad they're playing Thursday night this week.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're playing Thursday night, and I'm glad they're playing against this team. But the Giants stink, okay? And this is a game that the Eagles have to go out and they just have to crush this team.
Yeah.
I mean they can't screw around with this team. It can't be close and forth. You got to crush this team because they're there to be crushed. Okay? And don't forget about being on the road. That's going to sound like the link. I mean, it's going to, because it always does up there. And this is a game. I know you don't have a whole lot of time to get healed and game plan, but it shouldn't matter against this team. You can't be fooling around with these guys. You got to go out and you got to crush this team right from the jump. And then maybe you get your season back on track. But this is a big game, surprisingly enough. But it's the perfect opponent at the perfect time. Go out and do what you have to do.
Love it. Ray, I want you in the locker room for the pregame speech.
That was awesome.
But maybe for the Phillies tonight. All right, Ray, good work, pal. Thanks, Ray.
Take care, guys. Thank bye-bye. You,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.